Hello everyone, happy Saturday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. While that theme sits with you, I am going to light some sage just to cleanse our shared space. And I'm going to invite you to slowly deepen your breath. And if you are able and it is comfortable to do so, feel free to soften your vision or close your eyes. And as your breath deepens, tune in to your physical space, your current state. How's your body feel right now? Did you get a good night's sleep? Just allow the earth to support your weight. Allow the cleansing sage to wash over you. And in a moment, I am going to ask you to share a deep breath with me. And I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And make it deeper, expand your lungs. And exhale. And on that exhale, tune into the collective. And everyone who is sharing this moment across space and time, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. Feel free to slowly open your eyes or leave them closed if you would prefer, and allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern. And as I begin to shuffle our cards for today, I want you to tune back into our theme of purpose. But today I want you to think about the integration of purpose. I really think that that is one of the most difficult elements of coherence, but one of the most important is taking this internal work and making it lived, making it practiced. How do you do that with your purpose? How do you embody it? How do you think about it? How do you feel it? How do you connect to others through it? And our card for today is, a beautiful card, Temperance. This is another card from the Major Arcana, and of course, I am showing it to those of you who are watching. And if you are listening, I will describe it. It is a beautiful image of an archangel with a glowing halo, beautiful golden hair, a long white robe with a triangle figure on the chest, and beautiful widespread red wings, the sun glowing in the background at the top of a mountain, and the angel is pouring water to and from two cups. Now, even though this is a Major Arcana card, I do think that the utilization of cups here is interesting. It's something to note. Of course, when we hear and see Temperance, the first thing that comes to mind is balance, right? It's the sacred balance of all things. And I think that is kind of what we were just talking about, this balance between internal world and external world, the personal and the political, the mental and the emotional, the embodiment and the intellectualization, and the balance of all six of these pillars, right? If you've paid attention to the diagram of the six pillars of coherence, they are all in balance across from another element that is supposed to help weigh that one, if that makes sense. And when we think of tempering ourselves, I think sometimes we can think of that as dampening ourselves. But actually, when we think of temperance with our purpose, I think we can call to mind this idea that there is divine timing in everything, and that our purpose will be in balance with our life. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's going to be a little bit of a tangent, but I think it'll be worth it. And they were talking about how so often in the dating scene, we will try and put on, right, for someone else to make them like us. But someone who is supposed to be your soulmate is probably gonna like you. The person that is going to be your match is going to like you. And I think the same is true of purpose. If you feel like you have really found your purpose, it is probably going to jive with a life that feels good to you. It is going to make sense with who you feel you are, with the life you want to live. And I think it calls us to remember that, to remember that there is sacred balance in all of these things. And I think purpose can just feel so insurmountable sometimes, but purpose works in alignment. Otherwise, it wouldn't be your purpose. As we move into our mantra portion for today, inspired by temperance and our theme of purpose, our mantra is going to be, I am divinely balanced. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me here in a moment, and on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra, I am divinely balanced. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And on the exhale, I am divinely balanced. To move into our practice for today, to bring these metaphysical concepts into our lived reality, I think this is going to be a reflection prompt or a journal prompt, however prompts feel to you, to really think about the way you live your life and if that does bring you joy, if it feels balanced, if it feels like it invites purpose in, or if it feels like it is sitting at an antithesis to your purpose. I think while, yes, your purpose will be in perfect balance with your life, I think that is only true if we are living in alignment with our truest, highest, most favorite self. So reflect on that. Is your current life path the life that your most favorite self wants to live? Because you deserve to live that life of your highest, most favorite self. And the world deserves that too. Thank you all so very much for being here today. Please let us know in the comments how today's ritual went for you and share this ritual with someone who may be inspired by it or could use the reminder today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all right back here on Monday. Until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective to help you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please give us a follow, subscribe, like, review, rating, share, comment wherever you are listening or watching this podcast. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to see even more of our content and offerings. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you are living more coherently.